It's now time for Open Journal's Community Spotlight, where listeners like you produce your own programs. This airtime is a free service for KPFT listener members, offered to those interested in sharing their knowledge and talent with other listeners. This is also a space to audition new programming. Opinions expressed on Open Journal may not reflect the views of the Pacifica Foundation, its staff, board, or volunteers. Information shared on Open Journal should not take the place of appropriate professional consultation. Now, it's time for Open Journal's Community Spotlight, here on 90.1 KPFT Houston.
Thank you for listening to KPFT 90.1 FM. My name is Doyle Odom. I'm in the studio with Father Joseph Honeycutt and Father George Dadu, both clergy members of the Antiochian Orthodox Church. The Antiochian Orthodox Church is in Syria. It's in Damascus, Syria right now is where it's centered. And that church has gone through a lot of suffering in the last few years, as you could imagine. The name of this show is The Silent Holocaust of the Indigenous and Native Christians of the Middle East. And we'd like to start off with a clip that was recorded in Australia recently by an Assyrian woman. And we think that this clip really vocalizes the situation quite well.
I would like to welcome you all in solidarity, in mourning, in prayer, and in unity. I welcome you all as human beings with the right to exist on this grand earth, free from persecution, free from fear, free from intolerance and oppression. I thank you all, Assyrians, Chaldeans, Syriacs, people of all different faiths, all different Christian factions, Muslims, Jews, from all different backgrounds, from all different races. I thank you all for your courage to stand with us. My name is Nino Yako. I am an Assyrian Christian and an Australian citizen since I was 2 years old. My family is from Iraq. My ancestral homeland is Iraq. The Assyrians are the indigenous people of the land of over 6,700 years of recorded history. The Mosul region was the heartland of this once great ancient Assyrian empire. Today it has been left cultureless, historyless, soulless, reduced to ash and dust. Not one Assyrian remains in Mosul, their own homeland. Why? Because of this symbol. A symbol for the letter Nun, a derogative representation of the Christian population. A symbol that was painted in blood, blood red, on the homes of those Christians living in Mosul, behind which was placed an ultimatum: to leave, pay impoverishable taxes, convert to Islam, or die by the sword. 10 hours. Where are you going to go in 10 hours? You can imagine how many were murdered in their rabid chase to force them out. And it's not just the Christians they're slaughtering. They're killing Muslims and other minorities also, all who don't fall into their description of a caliphate, using their religion as a justification to unleash a merciless wave of carnage on the population. We stand here united in the name of humanity, representing all the minorities, and we are fighting against this terror. Thousands have been killed, thousands more displaced after being forced to flee their homes. We are seeing a repeat of history repeatedly. Massacres upon massacres, piles of dead bodies upon piles of dead bodies, yet the powers of the world sit in selective ignorance and do nothing. The media tells you, the viewer, what to think and how to feel. The media tells you that the criminal is more important than the victim. The victims of crimes against humanity become nameless, they become faceless, and they get lost in the wicked world of heroizing terrorists. We might never know our people who have stained the earth of our homeland with their blood, those who have died to preserve us. So this is what I say to you, mainstream media. There are brutal, vicious, and barbaric crimes being committed against humanity, to my people, to Muslim people, to Syrian people, to the ethno-religious minorities of Iraq and Syria. Why are you not reporting them? Where are you? I thought the world had identified and established the rights of human beings, yet this massacre is allowed to take place in our lifetime, and you are ignoring it. You are ignoring us. several hundred protests around the world, a second round of worldwide protests by my people speaking out against the same atrocities, yet from you media, nothing. People unrelated in race or religion are making public stances against these crimes all across the world, yet from you media, nothing. Where are you? As a viewer, I am asking you to show me the identities of the severed heads being kicked around like soccer balls by savages. I want you to show me the identities of the people being crucified on the streets. I want you to show me the identity of the 11-year-old Muslim girl who has to be circumcised under fundamentalist laws. I want you to show me the identities of the women being sold into slavery. I want you to show me the identities of the women being raped and beheaded. I want you to show me the identity of a father who committed suicide after watching his daughter and his wife get raped in front of his eyes. Show me these crimes against humanity. Show the world what is happening in their time in 2014. You are all watching a race of people disappear. We are human and we have the right to exist wherever we want, especially in our own homeland. But we need the help of the world. And you can't say we haven't helped ourselves. From protests to lobby groups to letters to the United Nations, congressmen and women, PMs, White House petitions, fundraisers, fund release, organizations. I mean, the list goes on. Yet nothing. We need your help. Please. Please help my people. Help us before we become a whisper in the history books. All of our history, our legacy, our culture, our traditions, our language was all cultivated and nurtured in that land. The land between the two rivers, Assyria, Babylon, Ur, all of Mesopotamia. Although I have never visited, I am still connected in every way. My veins are the roots of the trees. My skin is the sand in the deserts. My hair is the rivers and the streams. It is the same for our people still living in the homeland, some of whom would rather die than leave. I stand with them. I stand with you. I stand for humanity. I am the land. I am the people. I am Assyrian. I am Christian. I am human. I am Nun. We are all Nun. Stand with us and pray with us. God bless you all.
This is KPFT Houston. The current time is 9:38. I'm Doyle Odom in the studio with Father Joseph Honeycutt and Father George Dadu. And you're listening to a program on the silent Holocaust of Christians in the Middle East. And this is KPFT's Open Journal Community Spotlight. I'd like to start by addressing something that was said about the letter Nun. And if I can, Father George, can you tell us what that letter is?
Well, the letter Nun is from the Arabic language, and Nun actually stands for Nusrani. And Nusrani, it comes like a Christian, is a Christian. Or somebody who's Mutanassir, means somebody who's baptized. Many people think it is from Nazareth, you know, Nasira. But it means Nusrani. Mm-hmm. It means Christian.
And what's the significance of that letter? Why is she bringing that up?
Because we in the Middle East, we have many times identified with that word, Nusrani. Mm-hmm. And that is something like to label us, to make us stand out from the others. It is a derogatory way of addressing somebody. By calling him Nusrani, as if he's different.
And it's being painted on the homes of Christians, is that right?
Correct. It was done in Mosul, but not in all of the Middle East. It's not something is put on all of the Christians' homes. But in Mosul was done because the militants, they wanted to identify who are Christians, you know. But they used the Nun, letter Nun.
Okay. And a lot of people on social media are using that letter to kind of identify with the people that are being persecuted. I know you mentioned Mosul, and that's a city that was really the center of Assyrian culture. The Assyrian society, by and large, became Christian around 2,000 years ago. And now there, unfortunately, is not a single Assyrian Christian left in Mosul. Because of the current events. Before we get any further, I would like to preface the reason why we are here on the show. It's to stand for, you know, solidarity for the Christians, but not just the Christians, all of the religious minorities, ethno-religious minorities in the Middle East, to speak up, to give a voice to the voiceless. There's a there's a lot on the news now about ISIS, but you know, when we started talking about doing this, it was kind of a whisper in the media, and unfortunately, there's been a couple journalists that have been executed by ISIS. But before that, there has been thousands and thousands of native, you know, indigenous people from the Middle East that have been killed. Let's start by introducing the town hall meeting that we're having on Friday. This is really the reason why we're here. We're here to tell you, listening, that you can be supportive. You can stand up and do something by coming to the town hall meeting that we are having. It's going to be at St. George Orthodox Christian Church. That's at 5311 Mercer Street, 5311 Mercer Street, Houston, Texas, 77005. And a number to call is 713-665-5252 if you're interested in more information. There, it's going to be at 7 p.m., and that's Friday, September 5th. So this Friday at 7 p.m., we're going to be having a town hall meeting concerning the persecution of Christians and other ethno-religious minorities in the Middle East. I'd like to introduce Father Joseph Honeycutt. Father, if you may, I know that you went to Syria a couple years ago when the protests began, and can you please enlighten us about your trip and the experiences that you've had?
Doyle, it was my second trip to Syria, and this particular trip in 2011 was to check on the Christians there, to see how the Christians were faring after the misnamed Arab Spring had started earlier.
And now you say misnamed. Why do you say that?
It's been nothing like springtime for the people in the Middle East.
Sure.
That was a phrase not coined by them, I believe. But the one thing that I took away from the last time in Syria was, before I left, we had people in our community, Palestinian, Syrian, that were divided on the issues, even the president and everything that was presenting itself in the news at this time. So we were honored to have a visit with the president of Syria, and I told him this. I said, I have people in my own community, some that wanted to come with me over here, and others that wished I would not go, and some of it was directed toward your person. What do I take back?
And you're talking about President Assad.
President Assad. What do I take back to the Christians in Houston? What's the takeaway from this? And he said, I don't support the Christians because of any other reason than the minorities are important to have a secular government.
Mm.
We have a secular state, and that's thanks to the unity of the minorities in this country. It's not a religious state or a militant religious state. And
that's rare in the Middle East.
Unique. It was. It's, you know, in flux now with so much damage being visited on that country. So that's what I came away with, was that this unity of peoples, the minorities, is important to keep that not a religious state or a militant religious state. And so here we are.
Mm-hmm. Again, this is KPFT Houston. The current time is 9:45. I'm Doyle Odom. You're listening to a program about Christian and religious, ethno-religious minority persecution in the Middle East. This is KPFT's Open Journal Community Spotlight, and my guests are Father Joseph Honeycutt and Father George Dadu. We want to go now to our engineer, Laura, for a traffic and weather update.
And here is a quick look at traffic and weather. On 45, the North Freeway inbound at Cavalcade, there is a two-vehicle accident. The right shoulder is affected. And on the 610 South Loop, westbound at 288, there's a two-vehicle accident where the right lane and center lane are affected. And on 59, the East Tex Freeway inbound from Quitman to 45, there is very slow traffic, and the average speed there is 9 miles per hour currently. The temperature is 85 degrees. It feels like 99 degrees. There are scattered clouds. Humidity is 80%, and today is expected to remain partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain. Today's high will be around 93 degrees and low tonight 79 degrees. Please stay tuned after the Community Spotlight for Bird Note, followed by Wide Open Spaces at 10 o'clock, and then the Heartbeat of Africa at 1 o'clock. And now back to today's Community Spotlight, the silent Holocaust of Christians in the Middle East.
Thank you, Laura. So a question that some of us have, Father Joseph, is why has Western media been silent about a lot of what's gone on in the Arab Spring and around these militant groups, ISIS and others that were supported even by the West, by NATO, by the United States, before ISIS was even on the news? Why was it such why was there so much silence around it?
Well, first of all, a personal note. One of my children was in school, and the teacher said that in Palestine they were all Muslims. And my daughter raised her hand and said, actually, there's Christians in Palestine. And the teacher disagreed with her and said that they were all Muslims in Palestine. At the time, my daughter was going to St. George Church, which has a majority population of Palestinian Christians.
But I would be willing to bet her teacher's probably Christian too, just not Orthodox Christian, right?
Perhaps, yeah. But that lends itself to your question. Cultural ignorance on behalf of a lot of Americans about the region, I think, fuels the ignorance. A distorted narrative of the Arab Spring, as we mentioned earlier, and possibly a bias in the media against Christians. And largely, it seems that American political leaders have ignored the plight of the Christians. We see them taking up causes with other smaller groups, minorities, but when the Christians are being crucified or beheaded, or a city like Homs, which had 40,000 Christians before the uprising, and at last count had less than 400. We don't hear about this in the nightly news or on our daily internet news checks.
And I think also, just to add to what Father has said, if you see what was going on in Mosul to the Christians, it was not brought up to the by the media, to our society, to hear what's going on to the Christians in Mosul, until the ISIS, they went to the Yazidis, to the mountain, and they surrounded it, and then those small minority group called Yazidis were attacked, and then all of a sudden it became a very important issue. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that some minority groups are getting some attention, and then our president did not start speaking about it until the first American was beheaded, and now it became more and more serious, and then became more humanitarian. But when the Christians were attacked in Mosul and they were asked to leave, you didn't hear much about it in the media, and that's very sad.
Father George, you're Egyptian, am I correct?
I'm really mixed in my background. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the Sudan, but my ancestors are from Syria.
Oh.
My great-grandfather left Syria in 1860 during the persecution, actually when they slaughtered Christians again. That was another historical event in 1860, mm-hmm. when Christians were slaughtered. And three of the brothers left and went down to Egypt and then some to Sudan. But our ancestors, the Hadouh, comes from Syria.
And I think it's important to note, because of the sort of cultural ignorance that we might have in America, our history kind of only goes back to, you know, the Revolutionary War. And I think it's important to note that the Christians that you're talking about in the Middle East, they're not the product of, like, American missionaries.
Correct.
They are the product of the apostles' missions, you know. That goes all the way back.
We were in the, we were in the shopping center, the souk in Damascus, and I was looking to buy a tablecloth, and a young boy took me to his home where he lives, and it was like three flights of stairs. And as we were looking through the tablecloths, it came to light that the family had been there for 400 years doing this business, father to son, this was their livelihood. We have to take that into consideration when we have the misconception that they need to just leave, they need to just get out. Mm. This is their home, the Christians there.
Yeah. And I would like just to add one thing, you know, about the ignorance we have in our society to what Father Joseph was mentioning about his daughter's experience in college. Also, like one of the patriarchs was interviewed in Europe one time, and they said, when did you convert to Christianity? And he said, we were Christians before you got Christianity.
Sure.
And that is something is just very sad that today our society don't understand that the Middle East is not all Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
That there are a good number of Christians, but many of them are leaving because of some of our policies and because of the lack of support to these minorities, to these groups, to our people, to our brothers and sisters there. And now the Middle East being emptied, you know, from some of the Christians. Very sad.
Again, you're listening to KPFT Houston. The current time is 9:51. I'm Doyle Odom. You're listening to the Silent Holocaust of Christians and Ethno-Religious Minorities in the Middle East. This is KPFT's Open Journal Community Spotlight, and my guests are Joseph Honeycutt and Father George Dadu. We want to go ahead and open up the phone lines, if that's okay, Laura. If anyone has questions or comments they'd like to make, we do have a few minutes left. We have about 5 minutes. While we're waiting on the first call, Father George, I understand that you had the opportunity to speak with Congressman Ted Poe yesterday about this situation.
I did meet the congressman yesterday for a luncheon at the chamber meeting. And then afterwards, I did approach him and I did tell him, because he said he would like to hear the opinion of the people about what we should do, you know, in the Middle East, like in Syria or Iraq, what American people would like the government to do. And I said to him to stop giving arms to rebels, to stop supporting this group. Not every time we disagree with the government and we would like to overthrow that government, we support and arms the rebels, because they come back and hunt us. All of the arms used by ISIS are American weapons that they acquired from these groups that they were trying to support, you know, in Syria.
That's right. And so, that brings up an important point, that these things were happening before ISIS, that the rebel groups, even that the United States were funding with weapons, with vehicles, with money. And even training. They had training camps. And these were some of the people that kidnapped the bishops of the Orthodox Church, that kidnapped 8 nuns. Is that correct?
A dozen nuns.
Dozen nuns. You know, I mean, that's...
And many of the government that what we our government call allies, you know, they are supporting these groups like Saudi Arabia or like some other countries,
right.
You know, Kuwait or what, you know, exactly some of those other countries.
Turkey.
They're supporting those groups by giving them arms and money.
Sure.
And then they call themselves our friends. And then they are doing all of that. But our government is not doing anything to tell them stop.
Right. You know. Father George, we have one call that we'd like to take before the end of the show. We just have about 2 minutes. Seth, thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Seth. Do you have a question?
Yes, I'd just like to have a question. And I'm sympathetic to the cause. And my heart goes out to the individuals who are suffering under some of the circumstances that we've been involved with. I think it's going to require some of us to form some unity with some of the atrocities in terms of addressing and fighting against it. You know, we're faced with some serious groups in Ferguson that were referring to some of the same kind of atrocities in Ferguson in this country. And forming some allies against these kind of atrocities, it seems to be the probably way that, since we're in a global community right now, that we're going to have to respond to some of these things.
Thank you, Seth. We just have a few minutes, so Father Joseph, if you can respond.
Well, sure, Seth. It's always a battle against evil, good and evil. And at least in the Christian context, we pray for discernment. We hope that we have good discernment. In the Middle East, we've mentioned the Muslims, and it is not a religious battle, if you ask me. It's a battle against good and evil, and it has always been that way. And the answer is always the same. We should choose the good and eschew the evil.
Well, again, I'd like to invite everyone out to our town hall meeting. It is Friday, September 5th, 7 p.m., and it is about the silent Holocaust and persecution of Christians and other ethno-religious minorities in the Middle East. It's at St. George Orthodox Christian Church, 5311 Mercer Street, Houston, Texas, 77005. Thank you for joining us. This is KPFT Houston. I'm Doyle Odom. You have been listening to a presentation by myself, Father Joseph Honeycutt, and Father George Dadu of the Antiochian Orthodox Church. Be well, and God bless, and we hope to see you there.
Been listening to Open Journal, KPFT's experiment in community-inspired radio. Since 1970, KPFT has been a unique source on the Houston airwaves. Visit kpft.org to support this station. KPFT listener members are welcome to produce an Open Journal. Prospective producers must fill out an Open Journal request form, which is available at our website at kpft.org. The program director welcomes your feedback on every Open Journal. To get in touch with the program director, send an email to pd@kpft.org. or call 713-526-4000, extension 308. Your feedback via social media is also welcome. We're at KPFT on Twitter and KPFT Houston on Facebook. Please stay tuned for Wide Open Spaces up next. You can view our complete program schedule at kpft.org. And thank you for tuning in to today's Open Journal here on Pacifica Radio, 90.1 in Houston, kpft.org worldwide.